From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming, voanews.id.
Hello listeners, how are you today? With me, Ahmad Faisal. I'm so fine. I also hope that listeners, all of you are fine. And today, on Wednesday, you can also do your best, listeners. And listeners, for today's edition, I would like to accompany you 60 minutes ahead. And we also would like to present some programs started with news, information, commentary, and other information, as well as entertainment and Indonesian pop songs. Well, listeners, we begin our program with our news. And stay with us on Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, at frequency SW3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id.
This is Voice of Indonesia with the news. First, the headlines. Indonesian President Jokowi to welcome FIFA President next week for football transformation. Indonesia works exhaustively to handle inflation. Ibrahimawati now the news in detail. Indonesian President Joko Widodo will meet the Federation Internationale de Football Association or FIFA President Gianni Infantino on October 18, 2022 to discuss the transformation of national football following the Kanjuruhan tragedy which killed 131 people. Indonesian State-Owned Enterprises Minister Erick Thohir at the Presidential Palace in Jakarta said on Tuesday. Minister Erick had reportedly met with Gianni in Doha, Qatar on October 5, 2022. During the meeting, Gianni said that FIFA is ready to support Indonesian football as the most popular sport in the country and become one of the pillars that contribute to the nation's development. The upcoming meeting will discuss the audit of soccer field facilities in the country, joint exercises, and joint safety standardization, the attitude of football supporters, and match schedules that must be in line with the agreement of various parties. The Indonesian government has worked comprehensively to control domestic inflation, while generally other countries merely raise their central bank's rates to address the problem. The Indonesian President Joko Widodo remarked at the 2022 Investor Daily Summit in Jakarta on Tuesday. Furthermore, he had given the authority to the regional heads to use the 2% of the General Transfer Fund as well as the unexpected spending budget in the regional budget to control inflation. The President noted that conducting such detailed works had helped in handling the inflation, as the rate had fallen to 5.9% from the estimated 6.8%. The last national news comes from Indonesia State-Owned Enterprises Minister Erick Thohir, who said the country has become the world's food barn. Recently, it even supplied chicken to Singapore. Indonesia's move to export chicken saved its neighbor from a supply shortage. Minister Erick at the Jakarta Convention Center Tuesday said the strength in the food sector will support the Indonesian economy. He is optimistic that the country will not be hit by a recession in 2023. Various international financial institutions predicted the world will enter a recession next year. The minister also mentioned that based on various available economic data, the Indonesian economy will continue to grow by about 5% until 2045. Now we move to the international news. The International Monetary Fund, or IMF, has trimmed its economic growth outlook for South Korea next year to 2%. In its World Economic Outlook published on Tuesday, the IMF marked down its forecast for Asia's fourth largest economy by 0.1 percentage points from 3 months ago. The organization, however, raised its growth outlook for this year by 0.3 percentage points to 2.6% from its estimate in July. The IMF maintained its outlook for the global economy for this year at 3.2%. The United States has reaffirmed its goal of denuclearization of the Korean Peninsula, refusing to comment on calls within South Korea for deploying tactical nuclear weapons to counter growing threats from North Korea. State Department spokesperson Ned Price told reporters at a briefing in Washington on Tuesday, President Biden affirmed that U.S. extended deterrence commitment to the ROK, adding that this signifies that Washington is fully committed to using the full range of U.S. defense capabilities, including nuclear, conventional, and missile defense capabilities. Next, we have the death toll from the flash floods and a subsequent landslide in Venezuela has reached 43 people, while over 50 people remain missing. Venezuelan Vice President Delcy Rodriguez said on Wednesday, heavy rains in northern Venezuela were caused by Hurricane Julia, which swept through the Caribbean Sea. Maduro has ordered the launch of a large-scale search and rescue operation in Aragua with the participation of Venezuela's armed forces. We end the news with Angolan communication satellite Angosat 2 will cover not only Angola, but all of Africa and part of Europe. Angolan Telecommunications Minister Mario Oliveira said in an interview with Sputnik. In April 2018, Russia and Angola agreed to build Angosat 2 to replace the Angosat 1 satellite after it failed to function almost immediately after the launch in 2017. The second communication satellite is set to be launched from the Baikonur Cosmodrome at 3 p.m. GMT on Wednesday. Well, listener, that was the news from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Maju. Today's Diplomatic Corner highlights three Indonesian Ethiopian universities sign agreement. Listeners, three Indonesian and Ethiopian universities sign an agreement to increase their relationship, cooperation, and global role. This was reported by the Indonesian Embassy in Addis Ababa, as quoted by Antara on Sunday. The agreement was carried out at the Indonesian-Ethiopia Higher Education Forum entitled Higher Education for the International Development, which was held on a hybrid basis by the Indonesian Embassy in Addis Ababa recently. The three universities involved in the agreement are Harambe University, Budi Luhur University, and Merdeka University Malang. The Indonesian Ethiopia Higher Education Forum was held to enhance relations and cooperation between Indonesian and Ethiopian universities and their global role. Moreover, the three universities of both countries also want to improve relations and cooperation for the bilateral interests of Indonesia and Ethiopia. Indonesian Ambassador to Ethiopia, Al-Busro Basnur, pointed out that the Indonesia-Ethiopia Higher Education Forum was held for the second time by the Indonesian Embassy in Addis Ababa. Previously, on 10 May 2022, as many as 18 Indonesian and Ethiopian universities participated in a seminar forum. Currently, there are 23 memorandums of understanding between Indonesian and Ethiopian universities. In 2020, there were 17 memorandums of understanding signed between universities of the two countries. Meanwhile, the founder and CEO of Harambe University, Feyisa Ararsa, is scheduled to visit Indonesia this weekend to meet directly with partners in Indonesia, as well as attend the 2022 Trade Expo Indonesia. The Indonesia-Ethiopia Higher Education Forum will present a number of speakers, including Indonesian Ambassador to Ethiopia, Djibouti, and the African Union, Al-Busro Basnur, Ethiopian Non-Resident Ambassador to Indonesia, Fekadu Beyen, and Budi Luhur University Rector, Wendy Usino. Furthermore, President of Harambe University, Haptamu Teka, Head of Cooperation and Innovation Bureau at Merdeka University Malang, Andini Resvandi Dini, and Founder and CEO of Harambe University, Feyisa Ararsa. That's Diplomatic Corner.
Voice of Indonesia.
This is Voice of Indonesia with Today in History. We begin with an event on October 12, 2002 about three series of bombings in Kuta, Bali. The series of three bombings that occurred on October 12, 2002 at night is known as the 2002 Bali bombings. The first two explosions occurred at Paddy's Pub and Sari Club on Jalan Legian Street, Kuta, Bali, while the last explosion happened near the United States Consulate. This series of bombings was the first bombing, which was followed by a much smaller bombing, which also took place in Bali in 2005. There were 203 fatalities and 209 injuries, and the victims were foreign tourists who were visiting the tourist location. This incident is considered the worst terrorism in the Indonesian history. Now we move to an event on October 12, 1968, when Equatorial Guinea became independent from Spain. The Republic of Equatorial Guinea is a country in Central Africa. It is the only country in Africa that speaks Spanish. It is located on the Gulf of Guinea on the west coast of Africa, with neighboring countries Gabon to the south and east and Cameroon to the north. Equatorial Guinea is a country with a small area. It is a former Spanish colony and became independent on October 12, 1968. Francisco Macias Nguema was elected its first president. We end today in history with the event on October 12, 2015 about the declaration of the National Museum Day. The National Meeting of Museums throughout Indonesia in Malang, East Java in May 2015 declared the Indonesian National Museum Day to be set on October 12. The date was designated as the National Museum Day based on the first Indonesian Museum Deliberation, which was held on October 12 to 14, 1962 in Yogyakarta. At that time, the meeting resulted in 10 important resolutions for the museum. Various exhibitions, seminars, and workshops are held to commemorate National Museum Day. Well, listener, that was Today in History from Voice of Indonesia.
Katakan ku tak cinta isi hatiku hanyalah sayang. Perasaanku tak lebih dan tak kurang menganggapmu sahabat terindah. Paksa dia di sana, persahabatan yang telah terbina jangan ternoda oleh cinta. Bukan maksudku lukai hatimu, katakan ku tak cinta.
Yamko, I don't know why call me.
Senandung Katulistiwa is back again for Voice of Indonesia listener.
Masih terngiang di telingaku, bisik cintamu.
Ay, stasiun balapan, no solo sing tak dikenangan, kowe karo aku, nalinko.
Pick one of the two songs and send your cover video. For more info, click the Senandung Katulistiwa banner on voinews.id.
Listeners, you are still with us. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world at frequency SW3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id. Listeners, in today's edition, we would like to give you information about My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
The Indonesian Industry Ministry will bring 20 F&B companies to join SEAL Paris 2022. SEAL Paris will be held on October 15th until 19th, 2022, and is one of the biggest F&B exhibitions in the world. That was according to the Industry Ministry issued on October 9th, 2022. In the press release, the Industry Minister Agus Gumiyang Kartasasmita said in SEAL 2022, Indonesia will build 202.5 square meter pavilion at Hall 8. The facilities provided for the exhibition participants includes booth, exhibitor pass and e-invitation for potential buyers. Besides that, they will also be provided with workshop effective trade fair participation before going to SEAL Paris. Agus Gumiyang hoped the facilities will help the participants in getting many potential buyers from many countries. Meanwhile, Director General for Agro Industry Putu Juliardike said, besides introducing Indonesian F&B industry to the international market, the participation of Indonesia in SEAL 2022 aims to encourage business-to-business cooperation and agreement in increasing F&B industry exports. Ardika hoped the cooperation will include cold chain technology and food ingredients, considering the Indonesian F&B raw materials are diverse and dependable. According to the Industry Ministry press release, in the third quarter of 2022, the Indonesian F&B industry showed a brilliant performance with 3.68% year-on-year growth and contributed to the GDP of the non-oil and gas processing industry up to 38.38%. The January until August 2022 F&B export industry reached $31.7 billion.
Bukan salahmu bila diriku tak tahu bagaimana caranya mencintai. Bukannya aku tak cinta kamu, tak menyayangimu dengan sepenuh hatiku. Oh cintaku, biarkanlah cinta tumbuh dengan sendirinya dan mengajarkanku bijaksana dalam memaknai dan memahami. Oh, bersabarlah hingga tiba di suatu masa aku bisa jadi yang terbaik dalam hidupmu, dalam hidupmu, dalam hidupmu. Ini salahku, kekuranganku yang mencintaimu dengan cara yang berbeda. Dapatkah kamu merasakannya bahwa hatiku akan ku bijaksana dalam memadai dan memahami. Oh, bersabarlah hingga tiba di suatu masa. Maafkanku menerima segala kekuranganku. Semoga Tuhan memberi waktu bagiku untuk membalas kasih sayangmu.
Cegah penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo chokuyou shite COVID-19 no kansen kakudai wo fusegimashou. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Wa qaw intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi shaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmi.
让正确佩戴口罩，以防止新型冠状病毒肺炎的传播。我的口罩保护你，你的口罩保护我。
Evite la difusión del coronavirus. Cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Voorkom de ketting overbrenging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen.Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Masken. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
Listeners, you are still with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, at frequency SW3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id. Well, listeners, we would like to present next segment, Indonesian Wonder. It is about tourism and local wisdom of Indonesian people.
Besides being famous for its exotic beaches, Gunung Kidul is also famous for having other natural attractions in the form of waterfalls. One of them is Kedat Waterfall, which has recently become the new prima donna in Gunung Kidul, Yogyakarta, Special Region Province. The exotism of the existing scenery and the cool air with views that are still very natural make many people curious and wishing to visit this waterfall. This waterfall is named Gedat according to its location in Gedat Hamlet. The tour arrangement at this waterfall is similar to one of the tours in Kulon Progo, namely Mudal River Park. However, of course, each of these tours has its own characteristic that become an attraction in the eyes of tourists. This waterfall has a height that is not too high, which is about 10 to 15 meters. The uniqueness of Gedat Waterfall Yogyakarta has walls which are quite wide and terraced and produce a waterfall that looks very artistic. Gedat Waterfall also has a pool which can be used for bathing and swimming. There is also a special deck which was made to accommodate tourists to take pictures. Its natural beauty that is still very beautiful is perfect for someone to take nice pictures. The typical rural scenery with shady trees towering high becomes another panoramic beauty in this tourism spot. The small waterfall that is behind a limestone cliff presents a charming natural panorama. Bridge made of wood and bamboo complement the existing exotic beauty. This waterfall tour is relatively new and was opened in February 2017 by the local village youth association. Previously, this waterfall was an area where residents of Gedat and surrounding areas dumped their trash. Then, the villagers fixed and improved the surrounding waterfall area as an effort to improve the environment and also finance village activities. This hamlet is known as a religious hamlet with strong cultural values, so many religious activities are held more than once a week and require substantial funds. Then the youths also thought of ways so that their citizens would not spend a very large amount of money for these activities, so that the idea of opening a tourism attraction in its village emerged. People say this waterfall was discovered by a kiai named Abu Dardak. Kiai Abu Dardak dug the ground on Mount Grunggung and opens the flow of groundwater to Gedat Hamlet through mountain cliff, and one of them, the Gedat waterfall, appeared, then flowed into this village through mountain cliff. This waterfall has three springs, namely Glunggung, Trenguk, and Karang Kulon water sources. Gedat waterfall is behind a limestone cliff until at the location, visitors are treated to a beautiful and charming natural panorama. Inside the Gedat waterfall complex, there are facilities in the form of a bathroom, a place to eat, and typical Gedat hawker center. For visitors who want to play in the water, rubber tires and boards are provided so that they can enjoy their time at Gedat Waterfall. For visitors who are interested in more challenging adventures, tour guides are ready to take you to off-road terrain which can be explored by dirt bike or by off-road car, which is located not far from the waterfall. Around the waterfall, there are also decoration of flowers, gazebos, and wooden signposts for taking selfies. You can come to visit Gedat Waterfall every day with opening hours at 6 a.m. until 5 p.m. local time. That's Indonesian Wonder.
Mau tahu apa yang ada di mimpimu? Sudahkah terisi cerita yang kamu tunggu? Jika kamu ingin aku di sana, aku mau. Menunggu semua yang masih belum pasti, menahan rindu yang makin gak terkendali. Belum tahu harus gimana caranya menghindarimu. Menjauh pergi tetap ada kamu lagi. Pejamkan mata yang terlihat kamu lagi. Belum tahu harus gimana caranya menghindarimu.
Listener, for the next segment, we will present you Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia. In our program, Let's Speak Indonesian Language, we will introduce you to some Indonesian vocabularies and expressions, and we invite you to speak in Indonesian language. And this program is a cooperation program between the Voice of Indonesia and the Department of Language Development and Language Education of the Indonesian Ministry of Education and Culture. And here is Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia.
This is Voice of Indonesia with Let's Speak Indonesian, a program that introduces the Indonesian vocabulary and guides you to speak in the language. Mari Berbahasa Indonesia or Let's Speak Indonesian is a joint initiative of Voice of Indonesia and the Language Development Agency of the Indonesian Ministry of Education, Culture, Research, and Technology. Today's topic is about berwisata di Yogyakarta, which means traveling in Yogyakarta. So stay tuned. We are going to present you a conversation entitled Langitnya Mendung, Sepertinya Akan Hujan. Langitnya Mendung, Sepertinya Akan Hujan, which means the sky is cloudy, I think it's going to rain. The conversation happens between Dev Singh, a tourist from India, and Sari. Sari tells Dev that the weather today is cloudy, and it seems like it's going to rain. Let's listen to the conversation.
Langitnya mendung. Sepertinya akan hujan.
Semoga penerbangannya tidak tertunda.
Now I'm going to tell you some vocabulary related to the topic of today. I'm going to read it twice and you can repeat after me. Langitnya, langitnya, which means the sky. Mendung, mendung, which means cloudy. Sepertinya, sepertinya, which means seems like. Akan hujan, akan hujan, which means going to rain. Langitnya mendung, sepertinya akan hujan. Langitnya mendung, sepertinya akan hujan, which means the sky is cloudy. It seems like it's going to rain. In the conversation, you hear a sentence, Langitnya mendung, sepertinya akan hujan. Langitnya mendung, sepertinya akan hujan. Which means, the sky is cloudy. It seems like it's going to rain. In the sentence, there are the words mendung and hujan. The word mendung, mendung, means cloudy. It refers to a dark sky without sunshine because it is covered by cloud. The word hujan, hujan means rain. The two words are used to inform about weather. To give information about weather, you can use the other words such as cerah, cerah, which means sunny, and panas, panas, which means hot. Let's listen to the other examples of information about weather. Cerah, cerah, which means sunny. Langitnya cerah. Langitnya cerah, which means the sky is sunny. Or the sky is bright. Panas, panas, which means hot. Udaranya panas. Udaranya panas, which means it is hot. Indonesia is a tropical country. There are two seasons in Indonesia, namely musim hujan, musim hujan, which means rainy season, and musim kemarau, which means dry season. Before we end today's Let's Speak Indonesian, let's listen to the conversation once more.
Langitnya mendung, sepertinya akan hujan.
Semoga penerbangannya tidak tertunda.
Well, listener, that was Let's Speak Indonesian for today. Hopefully, this edition can be useful for those of you who want to know more about Indonesian language. I'm Rahma. Sampai jumpa.
Sebuah rahasia, benarkah kata tak?
Cover video to join the Senandung Katulistiwa.
Masih terngiang di telingaku bisik cintamu.
Peng stasiun balapan kau solo sing tak dikenangan kowe karo aku
Pick one of these songs. Click the Senandung Katulistiwa banner on voinews.id. Fill the form, check the lyrics, and download the music of the song. Record and send your cover video. Don't miss it! Exciting prizes await!
Listeners, you are still with us. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world at frequency SW 3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id. Listeners, next segment we would like to give you information about music. And for today's edition, we will present traditional music.
Voice of Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. Listener, in today's edition of Music Corner, I'm going to present a song from Banjarmasin, South Kalimantan, entitled Sungai Martapura. The song Sungai Martapura was composed by H. Syarifuddin MS. This song is often performed in Banjarmasin. The lyrics of the song Sungai Martapura describe the atmosphere on the Martapura River. When the waters of the Martapura River are calm, many jukung boats go back and forth. This jukung boat carries crops from the garden. Meanwhile, at night, the lights shine the Martapura River. Alright, listener, here is the song Sungai Martapura by Emilia Agus. Happy listening!
Thank you.
Voice of Indonesia.
Well, listeners, we end our togetherness in English language program broadcasting. Would like to say thank you very much for your kind attention, listeners, for you to listen to our program for today. And we will give you another interesting information. And stay with us at Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, at frequency SW3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id. Well, listeners, don't forget to like and comment at Facebook, The Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, and Twitter at Voi Indonesia, email voi@voinews.id.